Now, Iraq is witnessing yet another day of deadly violence. Several blasts have left at least 30 people dead and dozens injured in and around the Iraqi capital and in Diyala province. The deadliest attack hit a busy commercial area in central Baghdad, where at least 5 people were killed and 15 wounded. The second bomb went off in the town of Mahmoudiya, south of Baghdad, leaving 4 people dead and nearly a dozen more injured. Elsewhere in a neighborhood in southwestern Baghdad, another car bomb blast killed 3 people and wounded more than a dozen. Separate blasts also targeted the cities of Muqtadiya and Baquba in Diyala province. At least 18 civilians were killed and nearly 30 injured in the deadly attacks. Now, these attacks come as government forces were engaged in a battle with the ISIL terrorists in the country's west. Joining us now from Baghdad is our correspondent Roshan Saglam with the very latest. Now, Roshan, in the past too, we've seen as the Iraqi army starts making more gains against the ISIL terrorists, these bomb attacks in places like Baghdad start to increase. Tell us a bit more.
Yes, of course. I will start first by telling you a little bit about those explosions, and later I will explain why these explosions are taking place now heavily. Today, many explosions took place in Baghdad, the capital, one in the Amal neighborhood, where a car bomb, a car full of explosive was placed or parked in the southwest of Baghdad in a parking lot, where it killed 3 civilians and injured 6. Another area was also hit in the southwest of Baghdad, which is the Jihad neighborhood, where 2 citizens were killed and 2 were injured. An IED was set underneath a car. Another car bomb also took place in the Kilani Shrine neighborhood, which this neighborhood is in the middle of Baghdad, in the center of Baghdad, and it led to the killing of 3 civilians. And it was near a coffee shop that is at the time when the car explosion took place. This place is usually heavy with citizens sitting in the coffee shops. Now also in Diyala, we witnessed in the area of Baquba and Muqtadiya and the Diyala bridge also 3 explosions. One of them took place in near the a medical center, which was also a busy day for a medical center. It is Sunday. It is the first day of the week for Iraqis, and the medical center was really busy with civilians coming to check on their health, and the explosion killed nearly 18 citizens and injured dozens of citizens. Now, to speak about why these explosions increased recently in the past 2 weeks, we know that the military operations that are taking place in Anbar have achieved advances for the Iraqi forces. And some of the areas that those military operations are taking place in, the responsible for those military operations are the Baghdad Operations Command, especially in the area of Garma. And we heard today that in the area of Garma, 90% of the area was liberated by the Baghdad Operations Command and other military units. And of course, to drag the attention of this command back into the capital Baghdad and the explosions and the security situation in the capital Baghdad, there should be explosions taking place so that the militants try to drag the attention back into the capital so that the Baghdad Operations Command stop its military operations in Garma area, which is close to Fallujah, and it is known that it is a stronghold for ISIL. Now, the Baghdad Operations Command announced earlier today that it is so close to besieging Fallujah from 3 different directions, which is not a good news for the ISIL militants. And I believe, and observers are saying, that this is why those operations or explosives took place today heavily, or the amount of explosions increased in the capital Baghdad. And also the explosions that took place in Diyala have a very important reason, which is the Iraqi military forces and the popular mobilization yesterday did a major operation against militants in the Hamrin Mountains, which led to some of ISIL militants fleeing from the Hamrin Mountains towards Diyala. Of course, we know that there are still some pockets of ISIL militants in Diyala, despite inside the province being liberated from ISIL militants, there are still some pockets inside the province that are trying to make some explosions so that they find a way or another to flee towards the Hamrin Mountains. And of course, those militants were rejoined with other militants that fled from the Hamrin Mountains towards Diyala. So those are the reasons that the explosions are taking place heavily and took place heavily today.
All right, Press News, Roshan Zaghlam, they're giving us an analysis on the situation there in Iraq. Roshan, thanks very much indeed.